Steve Jobs wasn't just a tech CEO, he was a cultural revolutionary who fundamentally changed how humans interact with technology. What made him extraordinary wasn't his technical genius, that was Wozniak's domain, but his uncanny ability to anticipate what people would want before they knew they wanted it. Growing up in the transformative landscape of 1960s Silicon Valley, young Steve absorbed two crucial lessons. Technology wasn't magic, but the result of human ingenuity, and craftsmanship mattered down to the smallest detail. His father, Paul, a skilled mechanic, taught him to disassemble and reassemble electronics in their family garage, instilling both technical knowledge and an appreciation for quality that would later become legendary. This early understanding that technology was comprehensible rather than mystical gave Jobs tremendous self-confidence, a trait that would later define his leadership style. When Apple created its iconic rainbow logo, Jobs insisted it be instantly recognizable without the company name, spending weeks refining the design, ensuring the bite mark wouldn't be mistaken for a cherry. This obsessive attention to detail would become his hallmark. You can't just ask customers what they want and then try to give that to them. By the time you get it built, they'll want something new. This statement captures Jobs' revolutionary approach, anticipating needs rather than merely responding to them. While others relied on market research, Jobs trusted his intuition. Upon returning to Apple in 1997, he found a company producing dozens of unfocused products and responded with radical simplicity, cutting the product line by 70% to focus on just four exceptional products. Jobs believed that focus means saying no to the 100 other good ideas. He insisted on controlling primary technology in everything Apple created, building integrated ecosystems where hardware, software, and services worked seamlessly together. This walled garden approach, initially criticized, ultimately proved prescient. Jobs embodied his favorite Wayne Gretzky quote, "I skate to where the puck is going to be, not where it has been." This forward-looking perspective allowed Apple to repeatedly disrupt industries, sometimes even its own successful products. His belief that innovation is saying no to a thousand things guided Apple's development process, eliminating features unless they served a clear purpose. My job is not to be easy on people. My job is to make them better. Unlike executives prioritizing harmony, Jobs unapologetically demanded excellence. His reality distortion field pushed teams beyond perceived limitations, driving breakthrough innovations. When engineers said tasks would take months, Jobs insisted on weeks, and they often delivered. He valued passion over competence, watching candidates' eyes during interviews for genuine enthusiasm, believing technical skills could be taught, but passion couldn't. Though demanding, Jobs' leadership was collaborative. He compared his ideal team to the Beatles, individuals whose collective output transcended their separate talents. Weekly Monday executive meetings ensured major decisions were discussed openly, with even junior team members able to challenge his ideas with strong arguments. "The way you accomplish anything significant is with a team," he insisted. When the original iPhone design fell short weeks before launch, Jobs made the high-risk decision to reset the entire process rather than compromise. "Design is how it works," Jobs emphasized, rejecting the view of design as mere decoration. His perfectionism extended to unseen details, insisting even interior components be beautifully arranged. This philosophy stemmed from his father's carpentry lessons. When you're a carpenter making a beautiful chest of drawers, you're not going to use a piece of plywood on the back, even though it faces the wall. Jobs saw technology as a bicycle for our minds, a tool amplifying human capability. This distinguished him from pure technologists who prioritized features over usability. For Jobs, computers were the most remarkable tool we've ever built, serving multiple functions. He celebrated technology that removed barriers between people and functionality. The Apple II peeled off the hardware layer, while the Macintosh peeled off the computer literacy layer. Each generation making technology more accessible while hiding complexity. Despite his enthusiasm, Jobs acknowledged technology's limitations, calling television the most corrosive piece of technology while admitting, at its best, it's magnificent. What drove Jobs wasn't money or fame, but an almost spiritual commitment to excellence. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose, he explained. Jobs demanded perfection because opportunities to create something meaningful are limited. Perseverance was central to his success, as he believed it accounted for about half of what separates successful entrepreneurs from non-successful ones. When faced with choices, he consistently chose revolutionary changes over incremental improvements. Jobs valued interdisciplinary thinking, noting that many top computer scientists were also musicians, and comparing innovators to artists who risk failure. This cross-pollination, combining technology with humanities, design with engineering, created Apple's distinctive approach. He embraced both successes and failures, acknowledging, "We are guilty as charged of making mistakes because nobody's ever done this before," fostering a culture where bold ideas could flourish. Being the richest man in the cemetery doesn't matter to me. Going to bed at night saying, "We've done something wonderful," that's what matters. Despite his wealth, Jobs measured success by Apple's impact on people's lives. His perspective transcended business. "I would trade all of my technology for an afternoon with Socrates." Jobs emphasized authenticity. "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life." And passion. "The only way to do great work is to love what you do." His mantra, "Stay hungry, stay foolish," embodied his belief that innovation requires both curiosity and willingness to challenge convention. Jobs' greatest contribution was merging power and beauty in technology, making complex systems simple. He wasn't just creating better gadgets, but reimagining technology's role in human life. Today's intuitive devices reflect his belief that technology should serve humanity, not vice versa. His story demonstrates that innovation springs from the courage to envision something new and the determination to overcome obstacles. In our technology-dominated world, Jobs' human-centered approach remains his most enduring legacy. Jobs valued technology that connected people, allowing them to touch people we might not otherwise. This human-centered vision defined his work. He believed profound innovations came from fundamental rethinking rather than incremental improvements. His courage to challenge assumptions was perhaps his greatest strength. The question isn't whether we can create more powerful technology, but whether it amplifies our humanity. Jobs challenged us to build tools that help us become our best selves. By merging technical excellence with artistic sensibility, he created products that were emotionally resonant, not merely functional. In our complex technological world, his insistence on simplicity, beauty, and human connection remains profoundly relevant. His legacy teaches that meaningful innovations impact human lives, not just technical capabilities.